Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life is celebrating its 30th year of ministry this year, 30 years of transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. New Life Live is dedicated to helping you in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Well, hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. Really glad you're with us here today. Joining me today, Dr. Alice Benton. Alice, how you doing?
Hey, Steve. I'm doing great. Good morning. I was thinking about you on my way in, and I have a question for you.
All right.
Because your books impacted me greatly, and they continue to do so on a daily basis, like your daily devotional that my husband and I continue to work through. But I wondered, which one is your favorite of your own books, and which one impacted you the most that you wrote?
Well, I'll give you three different answers. One of my favorite books is Toxic Faith, because over the years, I think it's really helped a lot of folks confused about whether or not they were in the right kind of organization with the right kind of leadership. Mm-hmm. So that was great. Healing is a Choice has probably been the most impactful to the most people. Mm-hmm. But the one thing that, if I could have only published one thing or been involved in publishing one thing, of course, it would be the Life Recovery Bible. And we've not only just sold the 3 millionth copy, but I was back at Tyndale last week, and they showed me a brand new Prison Fellowship edition. And Prison Fellowship has just done a partnership with Life Recovery. Mm. And when there's a journal called the Inside Journal for prisoners, and whenever they get that journal and fill out a card, Prison Fellowship provides them with a free Life Recovery Bible. So that's very exciting to me, and it's it's one of those things, like Women of Faith, I just can't believe God mm-hmm. allowed me to be part of it. So, yeah, thanks for asking.
Well, I have to second that Healing is a Choice, because it was one of your first books that I read, and it gave such clear steps to take to deepen my mm-hmm. relationship with God and to lead me into the healing process. And it was, those steps were intimidating, but you explained them in such a way that made them doable for me. There's such a turning point in my life from having read your book, mm-hmm. but not just read it, but really, you know, starting to practice what you taught in it, and things have been different ever since.
Mm. Well, I love hearing that, and you know, it's so parallel to what we do here at New Life, and why we are so excited about it is, you know, a lot of people are waiting for God to do what God is waiting for them to do, and all, you know, there are miraculous healings. There is no question about that, but so often we sit around waiting for the miracle, when what we really need to do is initiate the miracle by making some choices. For instance, you can wait to be healed from a lot of things, but today you could go to work on forgiveness. Mm-hmm. I mean, that, you know, you could wait for a miraculous touch from God, or you could decide, you know, it's time, finally time, that I grieve the loss of this mother that was never there for me, or was really inappropriate, or whatever. And so that's what New Life is all about. And I love it that we're kind of a ministry that no one wants to admit they need. We do workshops no one wants to admit that they have to go to. We have an 800 number. You never want to have to call it. But, oh, I'm telling you, when you're in need and you discover what's there, it's just a gift, and we love getting to be part of somebody's transformation. The Bible tells us in Romans 12, 2, that you can be transformed by changing the way you think. Sounds so simple. I don't know of anything harder in life than for somebody to change the way that they think. We get so set in our ways. Well, we want to take your calls, and if you want to join us, it's 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. Come join us for New Life Live. Glad you're with us today.
Most of my life, I've been dealing with an opiate addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against, and families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Artman here. Really glad you're with us here today on New Life. Looking forward to going we've got a lot of travel coming up, but I'm going to the 30th anniversary celebration here on the 19th there in Southern California. Hope you'll come and join us. Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It is going to be one fun, amazing, maybe even tearful evening there in Southern California. Mm-hmm. Why don't we start off the program going to Ann. Ann, you're on with Alice Benton, Steve Arterburn here, and glad that you've joined us. How you doing?
Yes, good afternoon. Well, been better, but been worse. So I am calling you from Dallas. I'm a 55-year-old woman, and I've been married to my husband for almost 13 years. We married. He was a widower, and I had two sons, and he had three.
Okay.
So I raised all five of them. The youngest was five when I started to raise him. And last year, when he was 17, we learned that for most of the previous year, he had been videotaping me in my bathroom and using the videos for his own gratification, as well as distributing them to his friends. This has put unspeakable hardship on me personally, but also my marriage. So my husband and I are Christian. We've been hanging in there. We've been seeking pastoral counseling, independent sexual abuse counseling for myself and for us as a couple.
Yeah.
And my stepson has been in treatment. My question for you, though, is the treatment's not going well. He's still doing a number of things that are deviant, and worse, we've just learned yesterday that he still is fantasizing about me and has rape fantasies about me.
Okay. That's so
sad. My question is, how much do I have to tolerate this and still uphold the vows of my marriage? I really want to walk away from all of this. I want to walk away from my husband. I want to walk away from all of this. I don't feel protected emotionally or physically by my husband, who continues to support this young man and pay for his treatment, and on and on and on.
Okay.
So I need to know what's a healthy Christian boundary for me as a wife.
Well, can you give us a little more detail on what your husband's saying to you about this, and why it feels like such a betrayal to you? I mean, it really sounds like he's just at all cost not seeing anything that you're seeing or feeling or knowing how you're feeling. So what's he saying to you about all of this?
So in counseling, we've really delved into these feelings that he has, and I am sensitive to the middle he finds himself in. He's a father and a husband. I don't blame him for what happened, but I'm struggling with blame of him for his actions since. For example, I wanted to go to the police right after we discovered all of this, but he said that if we did, our marriage would be over. So I held off until about a year later when he finally said it was okay. So that was hurtful. We do have one case pending, but we're not sure how that will be resolved. He also tends to just sort of downplay the severity of what happened to me. You know, it's been gradual, but at first it was, oh, well, he just needed a girlfriend, or, you know, he's just a teenage boy, to now we've, after a year of counseling and therapy for him, my stepson, we know that he does have a bona fide, full-blown sex addiction that he'll have his whole life. Mm-hmm.
Does he accept that now, or because it certainly sounds like at minimum he's very late to accept the reality about his son.
He's accepting it. I think he's a lot further along than he certainly was. He agrees that he's a very sick person. But when we learned last night that we sort of agreed between the two, he and I in counseling and elsewhere, that a boundary for our marriage would be that after, 15, 16 months of in treatment, residential treatment, and tens of thousands of dollars of treatment, if this young man were still harboring, still essentially abusing me. As we all know, pornography is something that's indelible, and these kinds of videos will always be up in his mind.
Yeah.
So he still admits to using them as memories for his own gratification. And my husband and I sort of agreed that if he ever acknowledged that he was still doing that, that would be a boundary, and we would have to just walk away from this person.
Okay, and so he's doing that.
Now has gotten that information.
Okay, and when did he get that information?
Yesterday.
Okay, so I just want to say this. This is not the total answer. It's just one little perspective. Your husband, like I think most biological parents, he's slow to see the reality and extremely slow to see the emotional impact this is having on you. But each time it does seem like he's able to eventually see the reality. So you heard this last night. It seems like it'd almost be expected he's not going to, immediately move on it. It's going to have to settle in a little bit. And that would be my question. You know, once he's given a little bit of time, is he willing to follow through versus, just the next day? Because, hearing that he said, don't go to the police, I can just imagine how painful that year was and how hurtful. What does he say to you now about his commitment to you, or is there anything that he says that gives you any thought that he's hearing you in a different way? Or because I can, anybody would want to walk away from this, I think. Is there anything good that if you back away, try to be objective, okay?
Yes, we have our moments when it's what I would call when it's safe for him. Mm-hmm. He doesn't have to say anything negative about his son, he can say, I'm so sorry. I mean, it's not often. But he'll say, I'm so sorry this happened to you. You don't deserve this. But sometimes he just looks at me and he says, Ann, what do you want me to do? And I'm kind of stuck there. I mean, I get that he's a father, but I just feel like the older... I'm seeing myself, a 70-year-old woman, and still hearing about my stepson abusing others or abusing. It's smut, I just want this out of my life.
Okay, well, let's hear.
But I don't feel like I should have to.
Yeah, you don't feel like you should have to, and oh boy, let's hear. Let's see if Alice has got some insight here for you that might.
Okay.
Be helpful, because here's the thing, and I'll just say this. Walking away is not necessarily going to heal the wound, and in fact, it could make it worse because you don't resolve all of that. But Alice, what are you thinking here?
Steve, it's hard for me to wrap my head around what Anne has been going through, and I don't know that anybody could fully understand the chaos that your life has been these past years. Does your husband know, Anne, that you are at a breaking point? And it sounds to me like you're thinking of ending the marriage, if I'm hearing you correctly.
Yes, he does. And he's made it very clear that if it comes down to his stepson or my stepson or me, that he would end the marriage. He would end the marriage, and not only end the marriage, but fight me, you know.
Oh, Anne.
The
levels of betrayal there and of your son, the steps on the perpetrator being chosen over you over and over again must rock you to your very core. So I wonder, as you come to this decision, approaching the decision of whether or not you leave, how would you know your husband is protecting you or choosing you? And it sounds like it's hard for you to really get down to the details of that. You're not sure either. So you need to be chosen. And so many of these things your husband has said, the son is chosen over you. So I'm wondering if you would know your husband was protecting you if he allowed the son to suffer the consequences of his choices, if he limited the contact that he has with his son or the contact that you have with the son, what protective steps would you need to see your husband taking to have you change your mind?
You know, he has, in his defense and to his credit, he has agreed that I'll never have to be around this person again, and more importantly, that he'll never allow his son to lay eyes on me again, that he lost that privilege. He has limited his time. He's been in a treatment center two states away, and he has seen him rarely, but he does have regular weekly, two, three times a week calls with him. Those have been agonizing for me. I usually leave the house or go somewhere. I'm trying to support my husband as a father, but also feel like when I took my vows, I never would have thought my husband would love and support and frankly pay all of our life savings towards this treatment of someone who sexually abused me. So as a Christian, I'm trying to hang in there and do the right thing.
I'm going to step in with a question. Are you hoping your husband will break off all contact with his son?
Honestly, yes.
Yes, yeah.
Honestly,
and if he's not willing to break off all contact with his son, where does that leave you?
Where it's left me for the last year, trying to pretend like it didn't happen. Every time he does have contact with him, feeling like I'm betrayed.
I'm going to ask a really hard question. Does it make any sense to you that even though this young man is the perpetrator, that your husband may not ever be able to cut off all contact with his son? Does that make any sense to you? If you put yourself in your husband's shoes, it does.
As a parent myself.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. As a parent myself, I can see, I don't really blame him. That's what got me through the times when I wanted just leave.
So I have to step in then, Anne, with a loving challenge, which is, I don't believe you have a biblical basis to divorce your husband, if that's what you're considering. As painful as this is, I don't believe that God is releasing you from this marriage if your husband has not been unfaithful to you and he has not abandoned you. Now, I believe you feel abandoned when he says, I will not choose you over my son if it comes to ending our marriage. That feels like an abandonment. But all these other things you're pointing to, these boundaries he's been willing to set to protect you as best as he is able, but still have an influence in his son's life, I don't think that leaves you with God's permission to leave the marriage.
Now, I think what it does give permission for you to do is for any amount of money available to be used to treat the trauma that you have experienced. and that should be the priority, because this is so fresh and so new. I think at some point you might be able to see that, you know, given all that's there in the history, that, you know, your husband was doing the best he could with, you know, whatever emotional limitations he had, and that, you know, he loves you, and he's saying to you, you don't ever need to be in the presence of this child again. But I think he's doing kind of what most parents would do, and they'd say, I can't say don't ever call me again, or because, you know, God can restore this boy and you and the marriage. But it's going to take a lot of time and a lot of healing. And this is something that most men and women are just not equipped to handle well.
And you are re-traumatized every time your husband has contact with your son. We hear that.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's almost impossible.
My husband had done the Every Man's Battles, and I thought, what? There's something for women?
The Restore Workshop is coming to Washington, D.C., November 9th through the 11th.
Here are so many other people that are going through the same things, that love the Lord, and it doesn't look very Jesus to do certain things and think certain things about your mate, but that's normal. I just got a new normal. It's not dark in there. It's very light. You literally hear people laughing that could not even smile or I was that way as well. I was pretty much just flat. It happened almost immediately, the energy of everyone pulling together for restoration. It happens pretty fast.
To find out more about the Restore Workshop, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
It went from get out quick with the info to making friends.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You're a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be his.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. All right, well, man, this is one of those very, very tough, hard, difficult, almost impossible situations. Finish up with Ann here. We want to encourage you. We understand the complexity, the trauma, the difficulty. A final word here, Alice?
Yes. Steve, I do think the situation is impossible in human terms. And the only reason to have hope is because we have a God of impossible situations. And Anne, I want you to continue to pray that God would show you what the way out is. And I don't mean divorce, but I mean the way through this and out of the out of the place that you're so stuck in, and anybody would be stuck in it. And I have two ways that I think will help you with this. One is for your husband to become an expert at listening to you through the comfort circle and validating your experience. And the other is for you to be able to express your grief, your rage, and how unjust the situation is on an ongoing basis with other survivors of sexual trauma. And I don't think you can hear this yet, but I need you to know that only because of our God, I know there is hope for you, your marriage, and the family.
Hmm. All right. I'm really glad you called. I'm going to send you How We Love, and it's got the information in there on providing comfort and a comfort circle. I really think you've got some trauma work to be done, and you guys need to be in the best counseling ever if we're going to help this marriage. And I do think he's come your way. It's always hard to know what to do when your own flesh and blood has just turned out to be, you know, essentially any parent's worst nightmare. And, you know, a lot of folks, we struggle with just the normal stuff. And this is really, really phenomenally difficult. So I'll send you Healing is a Choice, How We Love. I'll ask folks to pray for you, and we'll pray that your husband will hear your heart. There'll be some kind of miraculous breakthrough in his awareness and desire to connect with you. And I'm really glad you called. 1-800-229-3000. That is the number. Let's go to Paula, Atlanta, Georgia. That's the that's where she lives in WTLA. Paula, you're on with Alice, yes. Benton, Steve Arterburn here. How are you today?
Yes, good afternoon. How are you?
Yes. Good. How can we help?
I'm calling you from Atlanta, Georgia. Okay. And I'm a 65-year-old woman who is really struggling with my 40-year-old son. Hmm. But it's been like more than 3 years, things have been getting worse. And at first, I know from my perspective, he was in a depression, because mm-hmm. before that he had been taking painkillers, and then he attempted suicide five years ago. But he is struggling to have control of himself.
Mm-hmm.
But for the past 3 years, I believe he lost control. But he's still in denial. And because of that, my daughter and I, we try to get him help. And it's end up to a worse situation. Police came and mistreat him and force him and put false charges on him and arrest him from the house. So after I burned him, he got worse. He got angry. And all my belongings have been thrown to a dumpster from the subdivision. When I came from work, the house was empty.
Oh, my God.
And then, because of that, he's been putting out of the house. And because he was in the street for one day, he was attacked by a homeless man who tried to steal his stuff and beat him up. And he ended up to a trouble with the law because he fought him to defend himself. So,
So how can we help you? You've been thrown out.
What I want to ask you, he is being so angry. I resettled with a new house. I burned him out last year, and my belongings throw away again. He get angrier, and now I'm out with no place to live, and he's in the house. I really don't know what to do because I don't want him to fall into the same situation again, being mistreated or hurt by the law.
Okay. Where are you staying now?
Right now, I am working in and out to my job, and I work night shift, and I handle in my car. Sometimes I sleep at somebody from the church house. Mm-hmm. But I really don't have a steady place.
Is the house his house, or is it your house?
No, it's a rental place that I have.
It's your rental, and you're paying everything, but he's kicked you out of it. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. I don't think you're going to like the advice that I'm going to give you on the other side of this break. But hold on. I want to help you, and I want to help him. And obviously, nothing that has happened has helped him so far. So we'll talk about this right after the break. You're listening to New Life Live. If you need some help, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We can help you. You don't have to wait for things to get so bad. It seems like there are no options. Call us now, 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
My wife had found me out and came home one weekend. She had revealed my secret. The only reason I was sorry at that time is because I had been caught. I had had the Every Man's Battle book for years and pulled that book out that weekend and found the phone number on the back and called it. And then a week later, I was at Every Man's Battle. It really gave me the start I needed for my recovery. I never had had that opportunity to sit down with guys I didn't even know and totally open up. The good thing was I was opening up to guys I didn't even know. So why did I care? Just lay it all out on the table. I have nothing to lose. You need to check it out. At least go online, check out what it's about, and take the chance and go do it.
If you're struggling, call us. There are people on the other end of the line who want to hear from you, who want to help you. We don't want you to go on struggling. But you got to take that first step. Just give us a call. It's 1-800-639-5433. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Last year after Every Man's Battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
You guys are doing God's work here. You're restoring marriages. You're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Steve Arterburn here. And talking with Paula. Paula, it seems to me, and Alice and I talked about this off the air, you're not going to be able to nice him or love him into a different way of being. And in fact, what's happening is you're really enabling him to be a cruel man and an uncaring man. And I don't think that in any way God is honored in this by you paying for his rent. It's your place, and he's kicked out his own mother. And then now you're afraid to do anything. You're living in a car. He has no compassion for you whatsoever. At minimum, you simply must stop paying rent. But what I would prefer that you would do is get a restraining order against him so that he cannot hurt you. Then you need to have him evicted from your apartment or your home that you're renting. And then and only then would you be willing to help him if he met some conditions, such as getting help. And don't listen to him about things being unfair or him being treated wrongly. That from what I'm hearing, there is nobody that would have any interest in being nice or kind to him, because he's not nice or kind to anybody else, not even his own mother. So you're going to have to give him what we call tough love, but you need to protect yourself. Alice, what are your thoughts here?
Well, Paula, it would make sense to me that you may feel like your hands are tied because of his possible depression. And so you don't know how much you can push him or how much you can allow him to suffer because he might have a diagnosis. But I completely agree with Steve that the best way to love your son is to allow him to experience the consequences of the choices he's making. And that can even mean legal consequences. It might take being in jail for things he truly is doing for him to wake up and accept help for his depression and for whatever else is going on. I would wonder about substance use in addition to the depression. And then I also wonder what your historical experiences of anger and pain have been that make you so cautious with your son now. Mm-hmm. And to be able to put into practice what Steve and I are talking about, it's mm-hmm. going to be very difficult because it won't feel loving. But this is actually how God loves us. He allows us to experience the consequences of our choices. But you will need a group of strong believers around you, strong women who can help come alongside you and help you make tough choices and stick with them and allow your son to learn through the pain of his choices.
It sounds so opposite of the way it ought to be, but the more room you give him to be who he is like this, the less chance of a good outcome ever happening here. And so I'm hoping that you can take what we've said and move in a little bit different direction. I'll send you Take Your Life Back. I think it's got what you need in there to help you see this from a totally different perspective. In the studio is Larry Sonnenberg. Larry, we need to ask people to help us to do what we do here.
We do. And so I always like to precede that with a testimony so people know what they're giving towards and why we seek their help. And I'm going to kind of kill two birds with one stone because the testimony I want to read is from a past workshop. You know, we have Restore coming up. And so I looked at a past workshop and take a testimony from to help encourage women to sign up for that workshop. And here's what this lady said. Before coming to the workshop, I felt like I was on a roller coaster, one day up, one day down. I had no confidence in standing for what I think should be. Everything was a secret, and I was incredibly burdened carrying my husband's issues, covering for and protecting him. It was exhausting, depressing, and debilitating. This weekend has been miraculous, truly. It's given me tools, hope, and connection. It's been a game changer, and I'm returning home stronger and determined. I'm leaving the workshop with a network of sisters and the confidence that I deserve to work on me. If you're struggling with your husband's sexual infidelity, do not hesitate to come to this workshop. Jump in. Though it's been a little scary, it's the most amazing experience of my life. Mm. And I can just say, wow.
What we want to hear.
Yeah, why? If you're a woman whose husband's having these kinds of issues and you're just feeling stuck, not knowing what to do, don't take that attitude that it's not just it's his issue, not mine. You go and get some help for your heart.
Yeah,
but
that's right.
Anyway, that's about the workshop, but about helping new life. This is why we do what we do. This woman came to the workshop just up and down, no confidence. She was depressed, burdened. She walks out saying she is on fire and she has hope. That's why we do what we do. So if you could make a gift. We need one-time gifts, and we need them from new people as well as the current people. Thank you to everybody who is giving. Can't thank you enough. Mm-hmm. We need some new. Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, I was just going to give the number, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, if you can help us.
Or online at newlife.com. But we also need Club New Life members. We need 6 new Club New Life members every day. Can you please be one of the 6? You know, it sounds like it's too easy to think, there's so many people listening, I don't have to do this. But there are days where we struggle to get up to 6 Club New Life members, and I wish we could get 10 or 12 so we don't have to even ask for 6. Club New Life, $30 a month, automatic giving. It means the world. If we increase our monthly support from Club New Life, it's going to take a while, but when we get to the point that we've increased it like it's working towards right now, we won't have to come to the mic every day and ask for support.
Right.
So help us.
Yep. It's a great thing to be part of every life that has changed. You call us at 1-800 new life.
Ask them. Ask when you call. Just ask them about the thank you gift and the video library. They'll tell you about that.
All right. Next caller. How about we go to? Let's go to Cameron, Wasilla, Alaska. Watches on the NRB network. Hi there. How you doing?
Hello.
Hi. How can we help you today?
This morning, I said something that to my wife in bed when we woke up that I should not have said. I said, before I married her, I handled things. I functioned. I paid my bills on time, paid my taxes. I bought groceries. You know, I was living. Implying that after I met her, all of that stopped and ceased, and implying that I was better off without her. For 18 months that we've been married, I've tried to be a better Christian. I've tried to go back to God, get in His Word. But somehow every Sunday I find something, some reason not to go to church. And when I go to church, she says I show out. That I'm just I'm a fake Christian.
Okay. So what area do you want us to talk about? What's the question for us here?
The question for you all is how do I make right what I did this morning? How do I correct it? How do I heal her of what I said? Mm-hmm. What can I do to make it right?
Well, let me ask you a really tough question, okay, to think about something. You ready?
Yeah.
What if you're like me, and when you're by yourself, you're just really amazing to be with? Now, you have to be by yourself, but, you know, everything's in order. You're able to pay those bills, do everything by yourself. And it's only when you get into an intimate relationship, which you've done, like marriage, that you come to discover, wow, I'm pretty good at being me, but I'm not very good at all at being a we. And
boy,
really, the pro, huh?
That's the truth. Yeah.
Yeah. So this is not her problem. This is your problem. And here's what everybody tells everybody: well, you can't fix the other person. Well, the good news is you don't have to. We'll give you some hope that can fix you right after this. We'll be back. Hi, this is Steve Arterman from New Life Live. We have something pretty exciting coming up, and it's in March. It is a trip to Israel. Our trips are very special, and the teaching is rich. The experience is priceless. And we're also going to go to Rome in addition to it. It's the 16th through the 26th.
When I went to Israel, my whole view of the Bible absolutely changed. I had a reference point to visualize.
Yeah. We're going
to
go where David hid from Saul, Jericho, the tunnels under the Western Wall, and the temple steps, the Garden of Gethsemane, Masada, the Dead Sea, Mount of Olives, the Garden Tomb, Caiaphas' house, and more.
For me now, when I open up the Bible, it just becomes alive for me because I've been there.
You will not be disappointed in Israel. It is a special, rich, rich time. If you want more information on Israel, I hope you'll look at it on our website, newlife.com. Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. And Alice, how does a person repair a broken relationship and then also go to work on themselves and repair themselves so that they're better suited to be in a fulfilling and wonderful relationship?
Steve, I think it starts with humility. And Cameron, we applaud you that you are taking a first humble step by calling and asking for help. Mm-hmm. And that is not easy to do.
No way.
But God rewards humility. There are actually great promises in the Bible that if we are humble and if we'll take a tough look at our actions and our shortcomings, He will bless us. And in turn, our relationships will be blessed. So you're on the right track already, Cameron, and I'm going to equip you with a couple of other things to go back home and to do with your wife before the sun sets today. I would have you confess to her what you're confessing to us. And I think that is that you tend to blame other people for your shortcomings. And I wonder if that's a pattern in your life. You also can be hurtful to her with your words. And I would guess that this morning was not the first time. If you can confess that to her, acknowledge it, and then, Cameron, ask her, how did my words today affect you? And how does my pattern of blaming other people and hurting you affect you? And then, Cameron, you have to just listen without defending yourself, without justifying why you do what you do, because of course she's imperfect. And of course, her own shortcomings influence you. That is truth. But as Steve is saying, the most efficient way through this, the best way through this, is just putting the focus on you and your shortcomings for the time being. So go ahead, Steve.
Yeah. No, go ahead. Finish up there. I thought you were done.
So listen to her without defending and then validate her experience of you. We tend to minimize other people's pain by saying it's not that bad, and I need you to acknowledge what she's saying to you.
Yeah, and here's the good news, is that you can start all of this by saying, honey, I was so upset with myself of what happened in that bed this morning. I called a radio station. I called because I need advice, and I didn't think that was a great thing I did. It was so crummy. I called for help. That's something you got going for you right there. I think it's going to work out. I hope you'll let us know what does happen with all of that. And I'm going to send you Every Man's Marriage. It's a great, great healing book on mutual submission in marriage from the Every Man's Battle series. All right, final caller. Let's talk to Richard. Don't have a lot of time, but do want to get to that call. Hi, Richard.
Hi.
What's going on, and how could we help? Don't have a lot of time, so you'll have to get to that question pretty quick.
Okay, so my question is, my wife is having an emotional affair. She first was having a physical affair with someone for the last 2 years or so, and then when I found out about it, she said she has stopped the intimate physical relationship, but nonetheless, every day she still tells him that she loves him, and she made it very clear. Not on one, not on twice, but more than three occasions that she wants to have a life with this person, but she has to get her life together. And now I'm trying to figure out what's my position. Like, what do I do? I'm still trying to be the godly husband and love her as Christ loved the church and do those things. but she's not receiving anything that I do.
Yeah, the godly husband says, I'm going to give you 30 days to decide whether or not you're going to break off all communication with this person and be married to me, or it's over. That's what the godly husband does. The godly husband does not enable evil. The Bible says when you wink at wrong, you cause trouble. There's no enabling of evil in your home. So you've been patient, you've been kind and loving. Now you need to tell her, here's the time frame. Alice, you got a quick thought here that might help him?
Richard, I want you to protect your heart. And in a strange way, that's actually the best way to love your wife. You're letting her walk all over you with her behavior. And we don't respect other people when they allow us to do that to them. So taking a strong stand, like Steve is saying, may actually be the surprising thing that wakes your wife up.
Yeah. You cease to exist when you accommodate her and her agenda, her time frame, and her sin. Can you see how it's not going to go well for you if you continue down this same path?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have some guys that
only
you could
sticking around because of our kids?
Well, you have to work it. It's not helping your kids to enable her to have an affair. You have to bring her. Hopefully, you could bring her to her senses. When you start to stand up, you call out the man inside of yourself, and you do the tough thing. Because enabling this in the long run does not help your children. You don't want to have to say to your kids, you mean for 5 years, Dad, you put up with that? You know, no, you want to say to them, I gave your mom a chance, and very few men would have. But finally, it was obvious there was someone else that was a greater priority than me, us as a family staying together. And so I had to fill out some paperwork, but it was your mom's decision to break our family apart. And that's what she has decided to do. So I hope that you've got some men around you, some courageous guys that can really help you do the right thing. I'll send you boundaries in marriage and take your life back. I hope and pray that something good is going to come from all this because you're willing to do the tough thing. Man. You know, every one of us, we get into situations that they get out of hand. We don't know how. We don't know why. We can always say, okay, God can forgive. But we have to make the tough decision. We can't just continue down that same path. God says, be at the crossroads and consider where you're going to go. And when you consider that, choose my godly path. And we've said it already, that godly path, that involves, I think, humility first. And then it causes us to look to truth beyond the world's truth and beyond what our feelings lead us to. And in that, we find wisdom and hope and a direction that will not fail. It's not going to be pain-free, but it's our best choice. If you need some help, we've got an 800 number. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's the same number to call to say, hey, I'm going to join you on the 19th at 7 p.m., Mariners Church, Southern California, for your 30th anniversary celebration. We're going to have prizes. Everybody gets a gift. We'll have some refreshments. All the radio hosts are going to be there. We're going to just spend time with you, celebrate, look over some great memories, and answer a lot of questions, and you're going to get some great content, too. I hope you'll come and join us for that. If you can help us, maybe we'll be here 30 years from now, and we'll be helping people in some of the roughest situations of life. You know, it's just sad, some of the things that we hear. But the good news is, folks have supported this ministry for 30 years so that we could be here at this time and at this place to provide some hope and help and healing. If you've never given before, we'll say thank you with Change Your Thoughts, and you'll change your life by Dave Stoop. And then also, great, great thank yous for joining Club New Life, $30 a month. It is a great foundation. Thank you, Dr. Alice Benton. Remind everybody, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. You can remember that. Call it. We love you. See you next time.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.